The change is a major policy shift, rescinding a nearly 30-year-old policy that allowed undocumented immigrants to access federal programs. Jenny Maurer heads the Wisconsin Head Start Association. Wisconsin serves about 16,000 families a year. While the state does not collect demographic information, Maurer says banning the children from the Head Start program sends fear through communities.
You think about the ripple effects that that will have for our children. When we politicize children, that's a really scary place to be.
Wisconsin Head Start joined a lawsuit with the National ACLU in April to fight the Trump administration's attacks on the program. The lawsuit has just been amended to include undocumented families. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.